Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks North Star Borough voters have banned borough government from regulating wood stoves and other solid fuel heating devices. Voters approved a ballot proposition in yesterday's municipal election that halts borough air quality regulation. Voters, meanwhile, renewed the borough tax revenue cap and defeated funding measures for maintenance and a new animal shelter, KUAC's Robin reports.
Nick Czarnecki, the borough's air quality manager, says his staff will continue with some duties to fight air pollution, education, outreach, and special purpose monitoring. Czarnecki says the biggest change, the air quality division will have to stop enforcing the curtailment program. That now becomes the responsibility of the state of Alaska, but it may take as long as a year for the state to set up that component. Czarnecki isn't sure if the division will be doing any more complaint monitoring, and the division will have to get a legal determination if they can continue a popular program.
It's questionable whether or not we can continue the wood stove changeout program with federal funding. And I should note that federal funding is the only funding that we have right now.
There are two field staff members that survey air pollution from solid fuel stoves. Czarnecki says he doesn't know yet if those workers will lose their jobs. This is the seventh wood stove regulation measure before local voters in 10 years. Proposition 4 passed with 53.5% voting yes and 46.5% voting no. Borough voters rejected a bond proposal, Proposition 1, that included $17 million for a new animal shelter and money for two school roofs and improvements at the Carlson Center. Shelter advocate Ronnie Rosenberg says the borough will have to find another way to cope with the pressures of increasing population due to the F-35 squadrons coming to Allison Air Force Base and an increase in home farms in residential areas.
We see that the population is going to increase by 3,000 to 4,000. Many of those people will be bringing animals with them or having animals. And it's kind of ironic because the borough recently passed measures to expand farming within city limits, so we anticipate getting even more livestock.
Rosenberg says a volunteer group continues to raise money for veterinary costs at the shelter, but cannot cover maintenance expenses. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Bryce Ward will be the next mayor of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The North Pole mayor cruised to victory over three opponents, winning more than half of the vote, KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Ward says his top priority when he takes office later this month will be finding a way to improve air quality in Fairbanks and North Pole that all sides can agree on. But he acknowledges that'll be more challenging now that borough voters have passed Proposition 4.
How can we continue to make progress within those parameters that the voters have established?
Ward says he urged voters to reject Prop 4, the ballot measure that rolls back the borough's authority to enforce air quality regulations.
The voters have spoken, and they have said that this is something that they want to see. They want to make sure the borough is restricted in those capacities, and so we're going to continue to tackle that problem.
Ward says the 6 years he served as mayor of North Pole gives him an insight into the concerns of many in the area who have opposed the borough's efforts to enforce state and federal air quality regulations.
You know, I grew up heating with wood.
Ward says his second highest priority will be to solve the related problem of high energy costs. He says that means facilitating the Interior Gas Utilities' efforts to expand the natural gas distribution system in and around North Pole and Fairbanks.
Part of the issue that we have with air quality is folks are heating their homes with things that they can afford. And so we need to continue to work on that project, bringing gas into town at an affordable price and getting people connected. That's the big thing.
Ward handily defeated Borough Assemblyman Christopher Quist, as well as Nadine Winters, a consultant and former assemblywoman, and renewable energy advocate Robert Shields. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The race for Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly Seat A is too close to call, with Marna Sanford just 52 votes ahead of Sam Tuck. With an estimated 2,000 questioned and absentee ballots still to be counted next Tuesday, the outcome could change. Either way, Marna Sanford says the next person who fills Seat A will have their work cut out in light of voters' rejection of ballot propositions 1 and 2.
There's not going to be that extra money for deferred maintenance, which was what they were counting on, we were counting on. We're going to have to make some tough decisions as a community.
Sam Tuck agrees that budgeting for maintenance is essential and says he'll be paying attention even if he's not on the assembly.
I got involved with a lot of activities here in the area, especially with Mary Sy. That's kind of become my pet project. I would like to see that through and see something done for that facility.
For Borough Assembly Seat F, newcomer Liz Like won in a three-way race and says she'll be looking to the public for direction.
People want to be involved. I know that I had a lot of friends that I think are voting for the first time ever in a municipal election, so it's like they have more ownership. And I think that's what we really need. We are looking at some very dire financial circumstances. The fairest way is for everyone to be involved with that dialogue, to like, what do we do now?
Borough Assembly Seat G winner Leah Berman-Williams says she aims to improve communication between the borough and the school district.
The situation with the funding last year being so contentious and all these teachers getting pink slips, that's not a situation that anybody wants to continue.
Fairbanks City voters have ousted incumbent council member Jonathan Bagwell in favor of challenger Catherine Otterston. Voters also re-elected City Councilwoman June Rogers. Rogers, a businesswoman who formerly headed up the Fairbanks Arts Association, says she hopes to continue advocacy for social service programs.
Started working with the opioid task force and the prisoner reentry programs, housing and homeless, the mental health trust programs that we've received some grants for.
Rogers says the city supports the programs through in-kind donations like office space, but doesn't provide direct funding. In another council race, newcomer Shoshana Kuhn will take the seat occupied by Joy Huntington, who did not seek re-election. Kuhn is a grad student studying social work and says she's focused on listening to people's concerns, especially those who struggle to be heard.
Those that have been disenfranchised, the vulnerable, the voiceless, the ones that feel lost, the ones that say, I don't vote because my vote doesn't matter.
Kuhn says her first priority will be the budget, with a longer-term goal of promoting transparency and accountability, pointing to the need for quicker release of public documents like meeting minutes. In other municipal election results, Aaron Marotti and Kriya Sanderson are on track to win school board seats. Pam Troop and Mary Nordale won Interior Gas Utility Board seats. And Michael Welch is leading the North Pole mayor's race. Some of the people killed and injured Monday in an accident on the Parks Highway south of Cantwell have been identified. Alaska State Troopers report that 78-year-old Basava Velivola of India was among four killed in a van that crashed into a pickup truck. They say release of the names of the other three victims are pending notification of their families. A fifth person in the van who was critically injured in the accident is identified as 58-year-old Venkata Kadiyala, also of India. The occupants of the pickup truck are ID'd as 23-year-old Colin Koski, 21-year-old Felisa Koski, both of Fort Wainwright. The Koskis and their 2-year-old son were injured in the accident, which resulted from the van trying to pass a commercial truck in a no-passing zone. Troopers thank numerous EMS and fire departments that responded, as well as volunteers who assisted at the accident scene Monday afternoon, including two off-duty Fairbanks police officers who directed traffic and two ER nurses on vacation from Texas who undertook life-saving measures for 40 minutes until EMS arrived. Troopers ask anyone who witnessed the crash to contact them. They are also trying to reach the driver of the commercial vehicle. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is initiating an effort to help men of color succeed. According to a UAF release, Brother to Brother is about shaping the university to fit the needs of African American, Alaska Native, Hispanic, and other men of color. Dr. Tyrone Bledsoe, founder of the Ohio-based Student African American Brotherhood Organization, is in Fairbanks to help launch the effort. Bledsoe says many young men of color are disconnected from structures essential to success like family, school, and community.
And those are the things that we really spend a lot of time around with these guys that we work with. They come to these college campuses and they're looking for family.
Bledsoe's lecture, Saving Lives, Salvaging Dreams, is from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at UAF Scheibel Auditorium. I'm Dan Bross.